This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday directed the declassification of certain documents related to the September 11, 2001 terror attacks, a supportive gesture to victims and their families who have long sought the records in hopes of implicating the Saudi government. The order, coming little more than a week before the 20th anniversary of the attacks, is a significant moment in a years-long tussle between the government and the families over what classified information about the run-up to the attacks could be made public. That conflict was on display just last month when many relatives, survivors, and first responders came out against Biden's participation at 9/11 memorial events if the documents remain classified. Power should be restored to New Orleans by the middle of next week. That's according to utility officials on Friday. Sheriff's deputies did warn that people returning to communities outside the city should come equipped like survivalists. This is because of the lack of basic services in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. The storm knocked out electricity to more than 1 million customers in Louisiana alone. But almost all lights in the city should be back on by Wednesday, according to Entergy. That is the company that provides power to New Orleans and much of southeast Louisiana. That was in the storm's path. The lack of power made a sultry stretch of summer hard to bear, and it added to the woes in the aftermath of Ida. Louisiana authorities searched Friday for a man who shot another man to death after they both waited in a long line to fill up for gas. This is VOA News. New Zealand authorities now say that they shot and killed an extremist after he entered a supermarket and unleashed a knife attack that wounded six shoppers. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has described Friday's violence as a terror attack. She says the man was a Sri Lankan national who was inspired by the Islamic State group. She says he is well known to the nation's security agencies and was being monitored around the clock because the man was under constant monitoring. Ardern says that a police surveillance team and a special tactics group were able to shoot and kill him within 60 seconds of the attack starting. Three of those who had been stabbed were seriously injured. A small group of Afghan women who have protested near the presidential palace in Kabul are demanding equal rights from the Taliban. Afghanistan's new rulers are working on forming a government and seeking international recognition. The Taliban captured most of the country in a matter of days last month and celebrated the departure of the last U.S. forces after 20 years of war. Now, they face urgent challenges of governing a war-ravaged country that is heavily reliant on international aid. The Taliban promised an inclusive government and a moderate form of Islamic rule, but many Afghans, especially women, fear losing the rights they gained over the last two decades. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered officials to wage a tougher epidemic prevention campaign in what he called our style after he turned down some foreign COVID-19 vaccines offered via the UN-backed immunization program. State media said Kim told Politburo meeting the task of virus prevention was of paramount importance and needed material and technical support and qualified health workers. North Korea earlier in the week told the UN that its allotment of Sinovac doses should be sent to countries with severe outbreaks. Its allotment of AstraZeneca doses is delayed. Some experts believe North Korea may want other vaccines and may want to distribute them strategically within its population. And America's employers added just 235,000 jobs in August. That's a modest gain after 2 months of robust hiring at a time when the Delta variant spread has discouraged some people from flying, shopping, and eating out. The unemployment rate dropped to 5.2% from 5.4% in July. The August job gains, the government reported Friday, fell far short of the big gains in June and July. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.